Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. My guest today is Hollywood actress Kasia Trepanier. This young lady is making her dreams come true in the film industry. She's been in almost 40 films, and she is so young to date, and she currently can be seen in the Will Smith movie on Apple TV, Emancipation. So, Kasia, Asia with a K, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. We are delighted to have you. Now, Hollywood actress, Louisiana girl from the South, what's it like being this Hollywood actress now, and how did you get from Louisiana to like Emancipation?
I started acting back in 2015, downtown New Orleans at Jackson Square, where I actually played a background role in the movie called Summertime, and I loved it ever since.
Really? So ever since, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I've been doing my research. I've been pushing myself out there. I currently don't have an agent right now. All the gigs that I've been receiving was been on my own. And I've just been chasing it ever since.
Really? Oh, my goodness. And no agent now. That's no. Interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
That is interesting. You brave, brave young lady, you.
Thank you.
Now, so you started out in Summertime, and you were a teenager, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What was it like being in, that's your first movie, so what was it like being in that first movie?
It was actually pretty fun, considering we were at the oldest bar in New Orleans. We filmed right in front, and of course, you could tell by looking at it, it was about to fall apart, because it was so old. And I was about 17 at the time. My mother was there. Of course, when you're underage, you have to have a guardian present. While I was filming, I enjoyed it, and my mother, she was saying, people were coming up to her saying, your daughter is going to be something one day. And she took it, and she believed in it, and here I am.
Did you have any other family members that were actors or in any form of entertainment?
No, actually, I have some family members that are entertainment far as comedy and makeup artists, but none in the acting industry.
So you didn't have anybody like that in the family. So how did you get the acting bug then?
I was actually watching TV one time. I don't remember when it was, but I do remember watching cartoon, and I was watching Disney Channel and watching all the reality shows of Drake and Josh and all of them. Mm-hmm. And I said, one day I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to see myself on that screen. And I pushed myself until I was able to make it happen.
Now, you were pushing yourself until you made it happen, but what did you do to get into acting? Like, did you take any classes in high school or in college that...
Actually, I did not take any classes in high school or college. I took some acting courses online.
Really?
After I finished college. My mother always told me, get your education first as a backup. And I went to school for business. I got my business degree. And then I went into pursuing acting even more with my classes and everything.
My girl took some classes online for her acting, and she is actually doing that. But like your mama said, you got that backup. You got that degree, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand you also did some modeling.
I did. I walked in New York Fashion Week for a Coastal New York Fashion Week in September, constantly changing, walking that runway on top. It was really intense. And that wasn't my first time in New York, but it was my first time actually walking in New York Fashion Week.
Okay.
And I loved it. And also I modeled for Brunner Brothers Professional, and I was their hair girl. I was their Miss Brunner Brothers 2021.
Okay. I did read something about you being a brand ambassador for Brunner Brothers. How'd you get that gig?
I actually modeled for them when they had their first ever hair show here in New Orleans, and Mr. Charles King fell in love with my look and my personality, and we kept in touch ever since, and he asked me to be a brand ambassador for the line.
You just keep getting these blessings on top of blessings that's coming your way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And speaking of blessings, how does your faith factor into your upbringing and who you are as a person and doing what you do now?
My mother always taught me to follow these rules, to always put God first and remain humble with everything that I do, because without him, I would not be here. And I've always give glory and honor to him because he is first in my life.
Well, you know what the scriptures say, if you commit your works to him, and then everything else will follow, because he's going to make it happen for you if you commit it all back to him.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, you've been in almost 40 films. Is it hard being a woman of faith and then an African-American woman working in this industry?
I would say it's been quite difficult considering the different roles that come about in this industry, and also protecting your peace whenever you are on set. It is very difficult because different film sets is going to be different every time. You may see the same people because it is a small industry here in Louisiana, and you just have to keep an open mind, but also keep your values. Like, you have to value yourself as well.
Now, you mentioned about keeping your peace. How do you go about keeping your peace on the set when all this stuff is going on around you?
Well, everything that's going on around me, I pray and I ask God to not allow me to give other individuals the power to control my feelings and my emotions, because a lot of times people will try to come at you a certain way, and if you express yourself or if you get emotional, you're giving them the power over you to control you, and you have to stay prayed on that and actually protect yourself, because you don't want to give that power to someone else.
That is so true. When you were growing up, who were some of the actors that you admired?
Some of the actors I actually admired was Miss Kerry Washington. And Kerry Washington, Sarah Paulson, and Miss Viola Davis. Now, Kerry Washington, she is the best I've been watching her. I've been keeping up with her, and ever since the scandal came out, I just love her as a African American woman, and seeing her in the industry and how she's grown is just amazing to me.
Well, you mentioned, okay, that's Kerry Washington, Viola Davis, and then I'm looking at some notes here, and it's like on the other end you have like one of your favorite artists, so to speak, on the hip hop side is Cardi B. What do you admire about her?
I actually admire about Cardi B that she does not let anybody change who she is. She is the realest person I've seen in that industry, for us. She doesn't let anybody change her. She's still her goofy self. She's still humble. She's still down to earth. She's still with her family. She still takes care of her family. She has not changed since she was on that reality show. And getting all the money and everything, she's still the normal Cardi B. And I just love that about her, because that really shows that you can actually still be yourself no matter what you have.
And that is important, that you are yourself and being authentic. Your authentic self.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, I understand that you've worked with some big names in the entertainment industry, like J.K. Simmons, Tommy Lee Jones. So tell me about these experiences and who else you've been blessed to work with.
I've also been blessed to work with many, many, many people in the industry, especially Tommy Lee Jones. He reminded me so much of my grandfather. They look similar a lot. Oh. And Mr. Tommy Lee didn't really speak to anyone while we were on set. And when I went up to him and they were like, be careful, and he might tell you no, or this and that. I'm like, he looks nice. He looks sweet. So I just walked up. Hi, how are you? Hey, you doing all right? Everybody's been taking care of you? Okay. And hey, you want to take a picture? Sure. And everybody was like, how did you get him to do that? I was like, I don't know. I was just being myself. And it was like, wow, he wouldn't even do that or talk to me. I was like, I don't know.
See, but you were walking in the spirit. When the spirit told you to move, you moved.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that does make a difference.
It does. It does. And working with Jamie Foxx, that was fun. He had a backpack and a speaker built into it. So, you know, every time we was on set, it was a party. You know, he played his music. He was getting in the groove. And then when it's time to shoot, we did it. We got it done, got it completed, and moved on. He actually made work fun. Because, you know, some of the time, you work is work, and okay, they get it done. Other time, we're having fun while we're working, and time goes by so much faster when you're actually enjoying what you're doing.
So how do you prepare for a role?
I actually sit back and I collect myself on it. I'm not even Cajun anymore. I'm someone else. I pray on it. I get into that character and I just put all my efforts into that. I study and I just go into this little shell. My mom would tell you, I would get so quiet. They wouldn't even know that I'm upstairs because I'm absorbing and learning everything that I can as someone else.
Oh, so you're sinking into that character, becoming that character.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your motto that you live by, you know, that you won't back down from? Like, this I absolutely will not back down on.
That's a great question. Now, I was always quiet. I never spoke up about, I always let people walk all over me and stuff when I was smaller. But now I speak. Now I know I have a voice. Now I actually believe that my voice is important. And I would say that is my motto. Like, I constantly speak up, like, never, closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah, that's true. And we have to learn that. Yes.
And I had to learn that a couple times by speaking up. And that is what that is my motto, is to pretty much what, closed mouths don't get fed. I have to speak up for myself because I've missed out on a lot of opportunities by not speaking up. And I'm not going to let that happen again.
Well, I hear you. We have to get that boldness and step forth, open our mouths and speak. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen to that. Speak up, people. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Now, understand that it was a goal or dream of yours to work with Will Smith. And lo and behold, and through blessings, you actually achieved that. What was that like?
Oh, that was amazing to actually work with him and actually see him in action. We filmed for a good 6 months here in Louisiana, different parts in the swamps, and seeing him and actually getting into that role was very, very amazing and also difficult at the same time because we had to become our ancestors.
And yeah, we're talking about Emancipation, the Will Smith movie that's on Apple TV, and the role that you played in it.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your character's name? And just tell us a little bit about the role and how did you get it?
I was actually the grandmother's niece, and I actually got the role while we were on set. We were, Mr. Antoine, he was giving out different roles to people as a surprise on set, and people were like, wow, this is just a great opportunity. Like, he's giving this opportunity to us. Normally, that does not happen in this industry, especially coming from directors.
Yeah, and Antoine Fuqua.
Yes, ma'am. And the grandmother, there was Miss Ruby, and she was the mother of us all. She took care of everyone, and I became her niece, and I took care of her. And at the end of the film, you can see Mr. Will Smith approaching us and asking if everything was all right and asking for his family. Mm-hmm. And also when the crying scene, oh my gosh, that was really difficult to do. He played a bunch of gospel music and got us in that mood.
Really? That's interesting.
Yes, for that crying scene, we were listening to gospel. We were getting into the spirit. We were crying. We were praying. We were thanking God. And it was very, very emotional.
I guess you couldn't setting the mood for the scene, because a lot of the times, from what we know about slavery, that's when we were singing these spirituals and these hymns and thanking God. And that is what helped to get us through and gave us some sort of hope, even in the midst of what seemed like a hopeless situation. Do you remember any particular tune that you all were listening to?
I actually do. It was "I Give Myself Away."
Oh, William McDowell, "I Give Myself Away."
Yes, and he was saying we have to give ourselves to God for Him to come into our lives and to bless us and to cover us. It was very, very moving.
Tell me a little bit more about what was it like working with Will Smith?
It was really nice. It's different when you see it on a screen and we're seeing it in person. And by looking at Will Smith, you wouldn't even believe that was him. There was someone else. There was a whole different character for the film. And it was just amazing seeing it in person and actually seeing how they actually get into character, and seeing their performance is astonishing.
Because I'm looking at one of the picture of you and Will, and you all look nothing like yourselves.
Not at all. It's amazing what makeup and hair could do for different films. You would not look like yourself. And that's exactly what they want. They don't want you to see you.
Right,
they
see the character.
They want to see someone else, a character that you portray.
So tell me, for those that may not know about or read about Emancipation, it's on Apple TV, but explain the plot and the premise, whatever, of Emancipation, in case they don't know.
It's about a family love and bond, and how he never gave up. He was taken away. Slaves was starting to become free, and people did not want that to happen. They was fighting against it. He went to go fight for a cause, a good cause, to get back to his family and to bring his family with him. And through prayer and through God, he made it happen. He listened to God, he walked by faith, and he did what he was supposed to do.
That character, his character, he became free and then he came back to get his family? Is that how it goes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He became free by going towards Abraham's cannons. You would hear it. It was the sound that he was following. It wasn't anything that he could see. It was all by sound. And he followed it by listening. And he made it. He finally made it there, no matter all the troubles that he went through to make it there. He made it. He fought. And he went back to his family and freed them.
During the Civil War period? Because if it's talking about cannons and Abraham Lincoln, I'm assuming that that's when it was still during slavery, where they were trying to set the slaves free. But really, they were trying to save the Union is what they were doing. And slaves was just caught up in the middle of all of that.
Correct. I believe that was around the 18-something.
Yeah, it had to be like the 1860s.
60s, yes, ma'am.
Because the Civil War was fought in the 1860s, yeah. And 1865 is that when we were supposed to be set free. But then, you know, it didn't all happen on that date that the document went forth and said we were free. Those folks still were not free, did not know that they were free. Hence the celebration of Juneteenth, you know.
Correct. I believe it was 1863 they issued the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, because that's right, because they did not find out they were really free until, what, two
years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years later. Okay. Miss Kasia, what is it that you hope people get from watching the movie Emancipation, especially like with all this stuff going on about like critical race theory? What do you hope people get from watching this movie?
I hope a lot of people get by watching this movie is actually taking it in that you are free, and also that never stop fighting for your freedom. Because today we are still fighting today for certain things.
That's true. We should have gotten way, way back then, but we still are fighting for some of the same stuff.
We are. Unfortunately, we are still fighting, but we do not give up on that fight. don't ever give up on that fight, because it will happen. And always, always trust in God, because without him, there is nothing.
There is nothing. That is true. Now, you have two more upcoming film projects. You got Emancipation out now, which is on Apple TV. So, y'all make sure y'all check that out. You got two more film projects, what, Sonic Boom and Mood. When will those be available, and what roles were you playing in them?
For Sonic Boom, I have the character called Lips.
Okay.
And, yes, ma'am. And that is actually, we are starting to begin filming this year, and that's going to take place in Mississippi. And Mood is actually in post-production, and that will probably be released next week. I was actually the main character. I was 10 different people in it, and it is a short film, and it's just showing how different personalities become one. That is actually, they are trying to hold back. It surprised me. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to keep up and try to sneak on through, like, tell me, when can I see it, or when will it come out? But yes. Yeah.
But it is coming. Your movies, Sonic Boom and Mood, they will be coming. If people are trying to connect with Kasia Trepanier, how can they find you and connect with you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram by Kasia May. It is the letter K-A-S-I-A-M-A-E. That is both on Facebook and Instagram. I definitely encourage and talk to different people and share my experience on different sets on social media. That is on both Facebook and Instagram.
Kasia May, right?
Yes, ma'am.
May, M-A-E?
Yes.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Kasia, for joining us today and letting us in on what's going on in your career and life and the movies and what you got coming up next. And
so, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We wish you many, many, many blessings.
Thank you.
And audience, thank you. You and you too, right over there. Yeah, you for joining us today. I really, really do appreciate you stopping by, listening, getting uplifted and inspired. Well, make sure that you subscribe right now so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting podcast. And you're welcome to donate by hitting the donate button. But you know, that depends upon which platform you are listening to us on, since we are international. Now, to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS. Yes, or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire.